here. Fine thing this time of the morning, blinds all closed. Where's Miss Regina? It's cold in here.
Miss Regina ain't
down yet. She had any word?
No, sir.
Wouldn't you think that a girl that age could get on a train at one place and have enough sense to get off at another?
Something must have happened. Zan said she was coming last night. She was coming last night unless something happened. Sure, far to expect to let a baby like that go all the way alone to bring home a sick man to die.
You do a lot of judging around here, Addie. Judging on your white folks on me.
I'm tired. Up all night watching for him. Who's downstairs, Addie?
Oh, it's you, Oscar.
What are you doing here so early?
I haven't been down yet. I'm not finished dressing.
You had any word from them?
No.
And something certainly has happened. People just don't say they arrived on Thursday night and they haven't come by Friday morning.
Nothing has happened. Alexandra just hasn't got sense enough to send a message.
Then why aren't they here?
Well, you asked me that 10 times last night. You do fret so, Oscar.
No.
Well, anything might have happened. They may have missed connections in Atlanta. The train may have been delayed. Oh, 100 things could have kept them.
Where's Ben?
Where should he be? At home, probably. Really, Oscar, I don't tuck him in his bed, and I don't take him out of it. Then have some coffee, and don't worry so much.
Have some coffee. There isn't any coffee! Oh, there you are. Is everything in this house always late?
You ain't had chicken this morning, Mr. Oscar?
First day I missed in 8 years. First day I missed since my head cold.
Yes, sir, I bet you. Simon, he said you had a mighty good day yesterday. That's what Donna said.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Bet you got enough Bob White and Swirl to give every black man in town a Jesus party. Most of them ain't had no meat since the cop picking was over. Bet they'd give anything for a piece of that meat.
Calla, if I catch any black man or woman in this town going shooting, you know what's going to happen.
Yes, sir, Mr. Oscar. I didn't say nothing about nothing. It was Simon who told me it. Morning, Mr. Leo.
Boys in the bank don't know a thing.
You gentlemen having breakfast with us here?
They haven't had any message.
What are you doing here, son?
You told me to find out if the boys in the bank had any message from Uncle Horace or Zane.
I told you if they had a message to bring it here. I told you if they didn't have a message to stay at the bank and do your work.
Oh, I guess I misunderstood.
You didn't misunderstand. You were just looking for any excuse to take an hour off. You gotta stop that kind of thing. You gotta start something down. You're gonna be a married man one of these days.
Yes, sir.
Also, you gotta stop with that woman in Mobile. Y'all, and I haven't got no objections to outside women. That is, I haven't got no objection, so long as they don't interfere with serious things. Outside women are all right in their place. But now is in their place. You gotta realize that.
Yes, sir, I'll tell her. She'll act all right about it.
Oh, so you gotta start working harder at the bank. You gotta convince your Uncle Horace you're gonna make a fit husband for Alexandra.
What do you think has happened to them? Supposed to be here last night. Bet your Uncle Ben's mighty worried. $75,000 worth.
You oughta be worried. Damn well oughta be. First they don't answer the letters, then they don't come home.
What will happen if Uncle Horace don't come home?
Or don't put up the money? Well, we'll get it from outside. Easy enough.
But you don't want outside.
What do I care who gets my share? I've been sheaved already. Serve Ben right if you had to give away some of his.
Damn shame what they did to you.
Don't talk so loud. Don't you worry. When I die, you'll have as much as the rest. You might have yours. And Alexandra's. I'm not so easily licked.
I wasn't thinking of myself, Papa.
Well, you should be. It should be. It's every man's duty to think of himself.
You think Uncle Horace don't want to go in on this?
That's my hunch. Hasn't shown any signs of loving it yet.
But he hasn't listened to Aunt Regina yet either. Well, he'll go along. It's too good a thing. Why wouldn't he want to? He's got plenty and plenty to invest with. He don't even have to sell a thing. $88,000 worth of Union Pacific bonds sitting right in his safe deposit box. All he's got to do is open the box.
Might have had breakfast in his parents' house. Yes, he's had those bonds for 15 years. Bought them up when they were low and just locked them up.
Yeah, just have to open the box and take them out. That's all. Easy as easy can be. The things in that box. There's all these bonds looking mighty fine. Then right next to them is a baby shoe of Zan's, and a cheap old cameo on a string, and nobody believed this. A piece of a violin. Not even a whole violin. Just a piece of an old thing. A piece of a violin.
Piece of a violin. What do you think of that?
Yes, sirree. And a lot of other crazy things, too. A poem, I guess it is, signed with his mother's name, and 2 old school books with notes.
How do you know it's in the box, sir?
Oh, well, one of the boys, sir. It was one of the boys at the bank. He took all Amanda's keys. It was Joe Horns. He just up and took Amanda's keys and, well, took the box out. Then they all asked me if I wanted to see too. So I looked a little, I guess. But then I made them close up the box quick and I told them never.
Joe Horns, you say. He opened it?
Yes, he did. My word of honor. I suppose that don't excuse me for looking. But I did make him close it up and put the keys back in Amanda's drawer.
Tell me the truth, Leo. I am not going to be angry with you. Did you open the box yourself?
No, sir, I didn't. I told you I didn't.
I am not going to be angry with you. Sometimes a young fellow deserves credit for looking around him to see what's going on. Sometimes that's a good sign, a fellow your age. Many a great man has made their fortune with their eyes. Did you open the box?
No,
did you open the box? May have been. Well, it may have been a good thing if you had.
I opened it.
Is that the truth? Does anybody else know you opened it? Come, Leo, don't be afraid of speaking the truth to me.
No, nobody knew. Nobody was in the bank when
Does your Uncle Horace know you opened it?
He only looks at it once every 6 months when he cuts the coupons. And sometimes Mandy even does that for him. Uncle Horace doesn't even keep the keys. Mandy keeps them for him. Imagine not looking at all that. You can bet if I had the bonds, I'd watch it.
If you had them. You had them, and you could have a share in the mill. You and me. Fine big share, too. Oh, well. A man can't be shot for wanting to see his son get on in the world, can he, boy?
No, he can't. Natural enough. But I haven't got the bonds, and Uncle Horace has. And now we can just sit back and wait to be a millionaire.
Do you think your Uncle Horace likes you well enough to lend you the bonds? If he decides not to use them himself.
Papa, it must be that you haven't had your breakfast. Lend me the bonds? My God!
No, I suppose not. Just a fancy of mine. Loan for 3 months. Maybe 4. Easy enough for us to pay it back by then. Anyway, this is only April. And if we don't look at the bonds again till fall, he wouldn't even miss them out of the box.
That's right. He wouldn't even miss them. Oh, well.
No, sir. Wouldn't even miss them. Could he miss him if he never looks at them? Oh, well. Here we are, sitting around waiting for him to come home and invest his money in something he hasn't lifted a finger to get. And I can't help thinking he's acting strange. You laugh when I say he could lend you the bonds if he's not going to use them himself. But would it hurt him?
No. No, it wouldn't.
People ought to help other people. That's not always the way it happens. And so sometimes you got to think of yourself. Morning, Ben.
Fine sunny morning. Any word from the runaways?
There's no word, or you would have heard it. Quite a convention so early in the morning, aren't you all?
You're rising mighty late these days. Is that the way they do things in Chicago society?
Old Carter died up in Centerville. Anyone's a good time for us all, eh? Regina, what do you think really has happened to Horace?
Nothing.
You don't think maybe he hasn't started from Baltimore? It never intends to start?
Of course they started. Well, didn't I have a letter from Alexandra? What is so strange about people arriving late? Well, he has that cousin in Savannah he's so fond of. He may have stopped in to see him. Oh, they'll be along today sometime. Very flattered that you and Oscar were so worried about him.
I'm a natural worry. Especially when I'm getting ready to close a business deal. And one of my partners remains silent and invisible.
Oh, is that it? I thought you were worried about Horace's health.
Oh, that too. Who could help but worry? I'm worried. It's the first day I haven't shot since I had my head cold.
Well, then you haven't had your breakfast. Well, go on.
Regina, that cousin of Horace's has been dead for years. Anyway, train will go through Savannah.
Did he die? Well, you're always remembering about people dying. Now I intend to eat my breakfast in peace and read my newspaper.
This is second breakfast for me. My first was bad. Celia ain't the cook she used to be. If she hadn't belonged to Mama, I would have sent her off to the country long ago.
Uncle Horace will have some tales to tell, I bet. Baltimore is a lively town.
Kristen told me, take that.
Yes, sir. Kristen told me!
When I was in school, three of the boys and myself took a train with them over to Baltimore. It was so big, we thought we were in Europe.
and there was no way to send a message.
Yes, sir, I was my word.
We had to stop in Mobile overnight. Papa didn't feel well. The trip was too much for him, so I made him stop and rest. Oh, no! Don't take that. That's Father's medicine. I'll hold it. It mustn't break. Now, about the stuff outside, Papa must have his wheelchair. I'll get that in the valises.
Since when you gotta carry your own valises? Since when I can't hold the valve? You feel all right, Mr. Harms?
Glad to be sitting down.
He doesn't feel all right. He just says that. The trip was very hard on him, and now he must go right to bed.
Them fancy doctors, they give you help?
They did their best.
I bet Mama was worried. I better tell her we're here now.
Lizanne, not for a minute, dear.
Oh, Papa, you feel bad again. I knew you did. Do you want your medicine?
No, I don't feel that way. I'm just tired, darling. Let me rest a little.
Yes, but Mama will be mad if I don't tell her we're here.
They're all in there eating breakfast.
Oh, are they all here? Why do they always have to be here? I was hoping Papa wouldn't have to see anybody. That it would be nice for him. And quiet.
Let your Papa rest for a minute.
Addie, I bet your coffee's as good as ever. They don't have such good coffee up north. Is it as good, Addie?
No. Dr. Reeves said not much coffee. Just now and then. I'm the nurse now, Addie.
Be it better when it looks so dirty. Now go upstairs and take a bath, Miss Groner. Change your linens. Lay out a fresh dress and give your hair a little brush.
Will you be all right, Papa?
Go on.
The pills Papa must take every 4 hours. Oh, and the bottle only if it feels very bad. Now don't move until I get back, and don't talk much, and remember about its medicine, Addie.
Ring the bell and have her help you, and then I'll make you a fresh breakfast.
How about Gertie? Is she here?
No, you mustn't have coffee, it'll hurt you.
Nothing can make much difference now. Funny, they can't make coffee up north. God, that's good. You remember how I used to drink it? 10, 12 cups a day? Addie, sit down. Before I see anybody else, I wanted to know why Zan came to fetch me home. She's tried to tell me, but she doesn't seem to know herself.
I don't know. All I know is big things going on. Everybody's gonna be big rich. Hot tone rich. You too. All the smoke's coming out of the building that ain't even up yet.
I've heard about it.
Well, Zan's gonna marry Mr. Leo in a little while.
What are you talking about?
There's a talk, God help us.
What's the talk?
It's gonna be a wedding, I tell you. Over my dead body.
Go and tell them I'm home.
They wait to be inside. It should be in your bed.
Go on, Addie. Go and say I'm back.
You should be in their bed. They got here.
They are
them now.
Oh, Horace. Horace, you finally arrived.
Well, I'll say you had us all mighty worried.
Y'all, sight for sore eyes.
Hello, Ben.
And how do you feel? Tip top of it, because that's the way you're looking.
I'm fine, sir, but a lot better now that you're back.
And now sit down. What did happen to you, and where's Alexandra? Oh, I'm so excited I'd seen you. I forgot all about her.
I didn't feel good. A little weak, I guess. I stopped overnight to rest. His hands upstairs washing off the train dirt.
Oh, I am sorry. The trip was hard on you. I didn't...
Well, it's just as if I had never been away. All of you here.
Waiting to welcome you home.
Home!
I was just wondering where you were, Bertie.
Oh, I would have been here. I didn't know you were back till Simon said he saw the buggy. Oh, you don't look well, Horace. No, you don't.
Why, Bertie, what a thing to say.
Oscar thinks I look very well.
Don't just stand there holding that biscuit in your hand.
Oh, well, I'll just finish my breakfast, Uncle Horace, and then I'll give you all the news about the bank.
And what is that strange costume you have on?
Now that you're home, you'll feel better. Plenty of good rest, and we'll take such fine care of you. But where is Zan? I missed her so much.
I asked you, what is that strange costume you're parading around in?
Me? Oh, it's my wrapper. I was so excited about Horace, I just rushed out of the house.
Did you come across the square dress that way? My dear Bertie,
yes, it's just like old times.
Now, Now, no fights. This is a holiday.
Zan!